奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Name Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
慈爱的天父真神，我们感谢您，赞美您。
Our loving Father, true God, we praise you and thank you.
我们为今天的你所赐给我们的圣安息日感谢您。
We thank you for the holy Sabbath that He has set apart.
我们也为今天我们在这里所启开的这一个圣经讲习会，我们感谢您。
We also thank you for the Bible seminar you have prepared for us.
我们恳求您啊，带领祝福我们啊，从头一直到结束。
We ask you to guide us from the very beginning until the very end.
我们天父真神啊，我们生活在啊一个很不确定啊，充满着动荡的啊这个世界里头。
Lord, we ask, we are living in a uncertain and constantly changing world.
我们对明天啊，实在是没有一个百分之百的把握。
And we are uncertain what our future holds.
有很多的事情不是我们所能够预料得到。
Many things we cannot plan for.
但是在主耶稣基督你的里头，我们知道啊，你的应许是肯定的。
But in the Lord Jesus Christ, we know that your promises are true.
我们知道我们的永生是确定的。
We know that our future is real.
我们知道我们灵性的长进，这是确定的。
We know that our spiritual growth is also real.
愿您帮助我们。
May you help us.
让我们借着今天有关灵性长进的查考能够给我们带来信仰上的帮助。
So that from our from the topic of spiritual growth, that we may all receive edification.
让我们能够把握住这个肯定的应许。
May we all be able to hold on to this true promise.
让我们在灵性上不断的长进。
May we constantly grow spiritually.
也求您赐给我们智慧力量。
May you also grant us wisdom and strength.
恳求您加添我们的信心。
May you constantly add on to our faith.
我们在聚会之前，我们这样子向您祷告祈求。
And before our service today, we pray in this manner.
愿您垂听。
May you listen to our prayers.
愿一切的感谢、荣耀、颂赞都归给您。
May all the thanks, glory, and honor be unto you.
哈利路亚，阿门。
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
这一次我用这个认识灵性的长进来做我们彼此的学习。
Today I like to use the topic understanding spiritual growth for lessons.
灵性的长进跟我们的得救有关系。
Spiritual growth is related to our salvation.
因为在彼得前书第二章第二节有提到说我们要渐渐长大。
Because in First Peter chapter 2, verse 2, it tells us that we have to constantly grow.
然后以至于得救。
And that so that we can receive salvation.
很多事情都有一个开始。
Everything has a beginning.
有的开始并不是那么重要。
And some beginnings are not as important.
有时候那个开始却是非常的重要。
But some beginnings are incredibly important.
那我们灵性的成长那个开始却是非常的重要。
And the beginning of our spiritual growth is very important.
因为那个跟属灵的生命有关系。
Because it is directly connected to our spiritual life.
因为那是一个最重要的基础。
Because it is the most important foundation.
我们知道我们属灵生命的开始就是从重生来开始。
And we know that our spiritual life begins with our rebirth.
这个重生真的是一个绝对的重要的一个基础。
And we know that the rebirth is a very important foundation.
很可惜，今天有很多的基督徒并不是这么把这个重生并不是看得那么的仔细。
Unfortunately, many Christians today do not fully understand the impact of this rebirth.
虽然每个基督徒也都说我已经重生。
Even though all Christians say that they are a born again Christian.
但是却没有很仔细的去查考认识主耶稣所给我们的重生我们应该怎么做。
But they do not fully understand nor study what the rebirth or born again Lord Jesus refers to.
所以事实上今天有许多并没有真正重生的所谓的基督徒。
So today there are many Christians who are not really reborn.
这是一件非常可惜的事情。
And this is very unfortunate. 啊，
我常常觉得说，就好像是在没有基础的土地上啊来盖楼房。
And I often refer to this as a building a house without a foundation.
啊，是可以盖得非常的漂亮。
And perhaps we can build this house into a very beautiful house.
啊，甚至也可能盖的是三层楼或者五层楼。
And perhaps we can even build 3 or 5 stories on this house.
啊，虽然很漂亮，但是呢，它没有根基。
But and even though this house is very beautiful, but does not have a foundation.
啊，所以呀，它是不能住。不能够真正来使用的。
So it cannot be fully used.
所以真正的重生啊，这是非常重要的一件事情。
So to the true born againness is very important.
这就是为什么主耶稣在马太福音第七章21节这样子说。
And that's why in Matthew chapter 7, Lord Jesus says.
啊，说啊，有些人当主耶稣再来的时候。啊，会跟主耶稣说啊，我做了什么事情，我做了什么事情。
That's why some people, when Lord Jesus comes again, they'll start saying, "Oh, I have done this for you. I have done that for you."
啊，我奉你的名来传道。
That I, Lord, I have prophesied in your name.
啊，我奉你的名啊来行神迹，来赶鬼。
Lord, I have done many deeds of power and cast out demons in your name.
啊，但是主耶稣却要回答他说。我不认识你。
But Lord Jesus will reply to them, I never knew you.
啊，甚至主耶稣说你们这些作恶的人。
And Lord Jesus will even go further and say, go away from me, or he will call them evil doers.
啊，怎么会这样子呢？
And how is this, why would this happen?
啊，当一个人奉主耶稣的名在做事情的时候。
That when someone does something in the name of Lord Jesus.
啊，这个人应该是非常的，是一个对圣经很认识，一个很在追求的人。
This is a person that probably understands what is written in the Bible and seeks the truth.
啊，我在想说为什么会这样子。
And I constantly think, how can this happen?
啊，那我自己得到的一个答案就是，很多的这些人啊，其实啊，他还没有重生。
And one of the reasons I received was that these people are not truly born again.
啊，所以啊，他们。自己认为是属于主耶稣，但是事实上他并不属于主耶稣。
So even though they might think that they belong to the Lord Jesus, but they truly do not.
哦，这就是为什么我们在真耶稣教会，我们领受救恩，这是这么的宝贵。
And this is why in the True Jesus Church, when we have received the salvation, is very precious.
哦，为什么主耶稣说我不认识你？
Why did Lord Jesus say I never knew you?
哦，因为一个没有真正重生的人，他仍然是神的仇敌。
Because someone who has not been born again is actually the enemy of God.
哦，一个没有真正重生的人，他其实跟神还是隔绝的。
And someone who has not been born again is still separated from God.
哦，一个没有真正重生的人，那其实呢，他的结局还是要接受永远的刑罚。
And someone who is not born again, their judgment is still to receive the punishment.
哦，这就是为什么在约翰福音第三章，主耶稣跟尼哥底母来谈到这个重生的这个事情。
And that's why in John chapter 3, when Lord Jesus was talking to Nicodemus about the issue of born again.
哦，那我们今天很清楚的知道，这样我们的罪才真正的来得到。洗净得到赦免。
Today we know that to be truly born again is that our sins can be forgiven and washed away.
我们才真正的是加入了，成为了主耶稣身体的一部分。
And only then is are we truly part of the body of Christ.
那我们在这样的一个基础上面，我们来追求灵性的长进。
And it is on this foundation we are pursuing spiritual growth.
那我们。照着主耶稣所给我们的应许啊，我们不再成为罪的奴仆。
So according to the promise given us by Lord Jesus, we are no longer slaves of sin.
那我们重生了，我们跟主耶稣来联合。
And that once we are reborn, we are reunited or reconciled with Jesus.
我们真正有一个属灵的生命。
We truly have obtained a spiritual life.
这样才能够真的有一个。实质上的这种灵性的长进。
And only then can we truly have a spiritual growth.
那所谓灵性的长进呢，就是真的去过一个 基督徒的生活。
And to say we have spiritual growth is to live a life of a true Christian.
哦，这个基督徒的生活它不是自然有的。
And we do not automatically have a Christian life.
哦，是我们要去努力，要去追求。
But it's something that we have to strive to pursue.
而且是我们可以达到的。
And it's also something that we can obtain.
哦，虽然不是，可能不是马上的就达到。
Even though we might not obtain this immediately.
哦，但是它渐渐的会达到，越来越像主耶稣基督。
But more and more we can obtain this, and more we can be like Lord Jesus.
哦，因为基督徒生活的一个目标就是要恢复主的形状。
Because one of the purposes of a Christian is to return to the image of Lord Jesus.
好，我们请看哥林多后书第三章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多后书第三章十八节。
2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18.And all of us with unveiled faces, seeing the glory of the Lord as though reflected in a mirror, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, the Spirit.
这里说我们都要变成主的形状。
Here it says that we are being transformed into the Lord's image.
我们本来都是神的儿女。
And originally we are all children of God.
在亚当里头。我们丧失了这个身份。
But in Adam, we have forsaken this status.
今天在主耶稣里头，我们重新得回这个身份。
But in Lord Jesus Christ, we have regained this status.
但是我们身份是神的儿女，但是我们还不像我们的生活还不像是神的儿女。
Even though we have regained the status as children of God, but yet our lives do not reflect our status.
所以我们需要被教导。
That's why we need to be taught.
那我们需要去学习。
That's why we need to learn.
这样子让我们一步一步的来灵性成长，来更像是一个神的儿女。
So that little by little we can grow spiritually and become more like a child of God.
那这也是神的工作。
This is also the work of God.
所以神要帮助我们在灵性上来成长。
This is why God will help us in our spiritual growth.
主耶稣要跟我们同在。
Lord Jesus wants to abide with us.
不是只有在我们的旁边，他甚至内住在我们里头。
Not just next to us, but he wants to abide in us.
这是跟其他很多宗教不一样的地方。
And this is a difference between our religion and other religions.
很多宗教他们的神，所谓的神是在他们的旁边来帮助他们。
Many other religions, their God is next to them.Helping them.
那我们所相信的这位天上的真神，他甚至可以住在我们里头。
But the true God that we believe in can actually live within us.
因为他要帮助我们在灵性上不断来长进。
Because he is here to help us to grow spiritually.
那所以神就在我们的生活当中他来带领我们，他来帮助我们。
So God is among us, helping us.
今天主耶稣他既然拣选我们
and guiding us, and today Lord Jesus has chosen us,
他一定会在我们的生活当中来带领帮助我们，让我们在灵性上来长进。
And he is a guarantee that he will abide with us to help to guide us and to strengthen us.
我们请看哥林多前书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书三章第六节。
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6.
第六节。
Verse 6.
我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫他生长。这里说到神是叫我们生长的。
So here it says that God is, gives us to grow.
那从信仰的生活里头，神会帮助我们慢慢的，我们就知道神对我们的要求是什么。
And through our spiritual growth, little by little, God will let us know what He requires of us.
渐渐的，我们知道在哪些事情上面我们需要做调整，需要去改变。
And little by little, He'll tell us what aspects of our life we have to adjust.
我们会渐渐的，很乐意的。来改变我们自己，达到神对我们的要求。
And very little we will adjust our lives so that we can meet the requirements of God.
哦，神是给我神的圣灵运行在我们生活当中，让我们能够去明白神所喜悦的事情。
And God's Spirit lives among us so that we can understand the will of God.
我们能够去明白圣经里头的道理。
So that we can understand the truth in the Bible.
我们请看哥林多前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章第十节。
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10.
第十节，只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了，因为圣灵参透万事，就是神深奥的事也参透了。圣灵在我们的生活当中来运行。
And here the Spirit, is among us, searching.
让我们来明白很多属于神的事情。
So that we can understand the things about God.
我们再请看十四节。
Let's also look at 14.
然而属血气的人，他们不会领会圣灵的事，反倒以为是愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。这里说到有一种人叫做属血气的人。
And here it says another type of person. These people are unspiritual or of the flesh.
这就是在亚当里头的人。
And these are the people.Who are still with Adam.
我们本来也都是属血气的人。
And originally we were all living unspiritual.
但是主耶稣拣选了我们。
But yet Lord Jesus chose us.
当我们重生了之后。
And when we are born again.
我们就要成为一个属灵的人。
We become a spiritual person.
一个属灵的人，他能够体会明白这个神的灵的事情。
And a spiritual person can understand theThings of the Spirit.
所以在安息日，我们愿意聚集在一起。
That's why on Sabbath we are willing to gather here.
我们一起来敬拜神，我们一起来学习道理。
That we are all willing to gather here to learn of God's truth.
我们一起来弟兄姐妹一起来团契。
And we all are willing to gather here to fellowship with one another.
你想想看，你的朋友在星期六他做什么？
We can think of our friends and what they are doing on Saturday.
你想想看。你的同事在星期六他们做什么？
We can think of our coworkers and think about what they are doing on Saturday.
有时候他们有一些活动在星期六，他们可能会邀请我们。
And perhaps they have some activities they invite us to participate in.
我们通常会说星期六我们要到教会去敬拜神。
And we would often say that, Saturdays I usually go to church.
事实上很多的活动是在星期六。
In reality, many things take place on Saturday.
那常常这也是有时候是我们的朋友、我们的同事他们所不能够明白的。
And this is often something that our coworkers cannot understand.
但是我们却很清楚的知道，这是分别为圣的日子，守安息日是我们应当尽的本分。
But to us, we know that this is a day set apart, and it is our duty to observe the Sabbath.
能够很看重。遵守安息日，这就是一个灵性的长进。
And for someone to understand the importance of the Sabbath, this is a step in our spiritual growth.
这就是圣灵来感动、来启发我们。
And this is something where the Spirit can moves us and strengthens us, guides us.
那神也要给我们这种，是给我们这种属于神的这种渴慕跟这个品格来。
And for God to give us this thirst or this understanding.
所以在生活当中，我们对错误的事情我们会很敏感。
And it is to say that that we will be very sensitive when we are doing something wrong.
我们会知道说这样做不对。
When we see something that is wrong, we know that it is, and we are able to discern it is incorrect.
如果我们去做了，我们会觉得难过，我们会。会向神来悔改。
And if we still continue in the road of incorrection, then we will feel bad, and we will feel the need to repent.
我们会渴望着能够过一个对的生活，更好的生活。
Because we have a thirst to want to live a good and righteous life.
因为圣灵在我们当中来帮助我们。
And this is what it means when the Holy Spirit is among us, helping us.
对很多人来讲，对有一些错误的事情，他们不觉得 不会觉得难过。
Because there are many people who, when they see something wrong, they no longer feel that it is wrong.
因为他们没有那种要属于神的那一种渴慕。
Because they do not have the thirst to want to belong to God.
神帮助我们, 让我们会更愿意的, 更去追求要顺服圣灵的带领, 神的旨意。
And the Holy Spirit will help us draw close to God and to understand what God wants of us.
We
will less and less will we want to follow our own desires.
那不但能够知道什么是对，什么是不对。
Not only will we know what is right and wrong,
神更是给我们力量去做对的事情。
But God will add on to a strength so that we can do what is right.
那帮助我们有一个坚决的心去对不对的事情说 no.
And He will give us a strong and a firm heart to say no to bad things.
那神也要赐给我们各样
God will also grant us many gifts.
因为能够服侍人, 这是一种灵性上的长进。
Because in the same way, to serve God is also a way of a sign of spiritual growth.
那能够去帮助人, 这也是一种灵性的长进。
And when we serve and help others, it is also a sign of spiritual growth.
要能够去服侍人, 服侍神, 需要有力量, 需要有恩赐。
And for us to be able to serve and to help others, we also need strength and gifts.
那这些神都要赐给我们，要帮助我们。
And God, these are all things God will give to us to help us.
是的，在现实的生活当中，我们还有很多的软弱，很多的不完全。
And also in our lives, there are many things where we are incomplete, imperfect.
所以神总是非常的怜悯的，在这个耐心的等待我们的进步。
And in the same way, God mercifully is patient with us.
所以神在我们生活当中也很少来管教我们或者处罚我们。
Waiting for us to improve, and in the same way, He does not correct us immediately.
所以在诗篇103篇，这个大卫说，神没有照我们所做的过犯。
And that's why in Psalm 103 it tells us, or David said that God does not repay us for our evils. Let's turn to Psalm 103, verse 10.
第十节, 他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。在我们生活当中有很多的软弱跟过患。
And in our lives, there are many sins and iniquities.
但是神常常是怜悯的，没有照着我们所做的来报应我们。
But God is very merciful and does not deal with us according to our sins.
这并不是说神他不在乎我们所犯的错误。
This does not mean that God does not care for the sins we commit.
而是神的恩典要让我们能够 给我们机会，给我们时间去进步。
But God is merciful and gracious, and He gives us time to improve.
所以神对我们的宽容，并不是要让我们更多的去有过患。
So His grace, His mercy is not so that we can sin even more.
所以我们一个基督徒，我们要常常的去对付我们的软弱，我们的过患。
That's why as a Christian, we have to constantly deal with our sins and iniquities.
那我们也要像神那样子的，我们对我们自己也要有一些耐心。
And in the same way, we also have to be patient. Like God, we have to be patient with ourselves.
我们可能不会一下子就变得完全。
We will not immediately become someone good.
但是我们是努力的在往前进，在进步。
But rather, we constantly put effort in to improve.
所以在生活当中，我们 常常有一份的这种热切，但是一下子就冷却了。
That's why often in our lives we find ourselves, at times we are very fervent, and at other times we are very cold.
但是我们不要灰心。
But we should not be discouraged.
好像那个在学走路的小孩子。
Just like a baby who is learning to walk.
他走几步，他就，就做，就 就跌倒了或坐就坐在地上了。
He'll take a couple of steps and then he'll fall or sit.
好，那父母亲说站起来，站起来，再继续努力。
And the parent will encourage the child to say, "Get up and try walking some more."
哦，他可能扶着墙壁或扶着什么，他又站起来。
And perhaps holding onto a chair or a wall, he stands up again.
哦，他还是努力的要走向在几步之远的爸爸妈妈那里。
And he wants to continue to walk until he can reach his parents.
哦，他可能不是用走的，可能是用冲的过去。
And perhaps he does not just simply walk, but he rushes.
哦，他没有害怕，他是充满着笑容的冲向父母亲。
That without fear, he rushes to his parents.
哦，我们在灵性的成长也是要这样子。
In our spiritual growth, we are often the same.
啊，主耶稣就像父母亲一样啊，鼓励着我们，再爬起来。
That Lord Jesus, He encourages us to try to get up, to take a couple more steps.
啊，因为他知道我们是会成长的。
Because He knows that we will grow.
神要帮助我们。
That God is here to help us.
啊，但是我们也要帮助自己。
But we also have to help ourselves.
哦，就好像飞机有两个翅膀，它才能够飞。
Just like an airplane has two wings in order for it to fly.
哦，这个神，他会。在灵性的长进上来帮助我们。
And God will help us in our spiritual growth.
哦，但是我们人也尽我们自己的本分。
But as people, we also have to put in our own effort.
哦，我们做不到的部分，神替我们做。
That the places that we cannot, we are unable to fulfill, God will help us.
哦，我们人没有办法自己来重生。
Because it is impossible for us to rebear ourselves.
哦，所以啊，神。成为人来到世界上，主耶稣为我们在十字架的来牺牲。
And that's why Lord Jesus came into the world to sacrifice His life for us.
啊，所以我们就能够重生。
And so that we can be reborn.
哦，那人能够做的部分呢，神不会替我们做。
But the places where God requires us to do something, He will not do it for us.
哦，所以神做他的部分，我们人要做我们人的部分。
So we can see how God has accomplished His part. But we all have to accomplish our part.
哦，我们没不能够没有神的帮助。
And we require God's help.
哦，但是我们也不能够只有神的帮助，我们自己不帮助自己。
But in the same way, we cannot just completely rely on for God to do everything for us, and we do not do anything at all.
哦，所以灵性真正能够长进是要这两方面。
So for spiritual growth, we need growth in both these two areas.
哦，那所以我们也来看看我们如何来。如何使自己的灵性来长进。
So let us study what must we do to grow spiritually.
我们的一个目标啊，就是越来越像主耶稣基督。
And our goal is to become progressively more like Christ.
那主耶稣所给我们留下的这个榜样啊，可以简单的讲两件事情。
And we can see the example Lord Jesus gave us. We can simply group them into two categories.
啊，就是顺服跟爱。
And that is to obey and to love.
啊，主耶稣成为人来到世界上，他就不断的来顺服天父。
And when Lord Jesus came into flesh in this world, he constantly obeyed the Heavenly Father.
哦，我们也要用这个顺服来表明我们对神的爱。
And we have to use the same obedience to display to show our love.
哦，而且是神先爱我们。
And it's God who first loved us.
哦，所以我们要用顺服来爱这位爱我们的神。
That's why we have to use obedience to love the love who first loved us.
哦，那其实神对我们的要求，神的命令里头啊，是充满着爱跟充满着智慧。
But in our obedience, it is filled with love and knowledge.
就是神给我们的命令是充满着智慧跟爱。
But and God's commandment for us is filled with obedience and knowledge.
啊，所以啊，我们顺服神，其实就是在领受神的爱，领受神的智慧。
And for us to obey God is to receive God's love and His wisdom.
那所以顺服啊，才会让我们更长进，让我们更丰富。
And that's why when we obey, it allows us to grow more and gives us more blessings.
哦，更 顺服才能够让我们的生活更加的喜乐。
And in obedience, it can bring us more joy into our life.
那不顺服，我们将要自己去承受一些不需要的一些负面的后果。
And in the same way, when we do not obey, it brings us some negative impact.
那这些后果其实也是要帮助我们重新回到那个美好里头。
And this negative impact, the purpose of it is to bring us back into what is good.
就好像父母亲，他有时候不得已啊，他要处罚一下自己的孩子。
Just like how parents, even though they're reluctant, but they punish their children.
目的也是为了让孩子过着好的生活，对的生活。
But the purpose of everything is so that the child can grow and can be a good person.
通常神是要我们能够很自然的出自于我们自己的来顺服神的命令。
And God's will is for that all of us to naturally choose to live a good life and be a good person.
在不得已的时候神来让我们受一些苦。
But he is very reluctant to allow us to suffer.
为了也是要让我们真的有长进。
But and the purpose of all this is so that we can continue to grow spiritually.
主耶稣给我们的第二个榜样就是爱。
The second example where Jesus gives us is love.
所以如果说要效法基督，我们要效法他的顺服，还有效法他的爱。
So for us to truly imitate Lord Jesus, we have to imitate his obedience and his love.
那怎么爱神呢？就是顺服。
But how do we love God? It is through obedience.
那怎么爱人呢？就像主耶稣这样子告诉我们要爱我们的邻舍。
And how do we love others? And that's what is like what Lord Jesus told us is to love our neighbors.
从我们的家里开始。
Starting from our family.
爱我们的配偶，爱我们的儿女。
To love our spouse, to love our children.
爱教会的弟兄姐妹。
And then to love the brothers and sisters in church.
爱在我们生活当中，生活里头，我们周遭的人。
To love the people, the immediate people in our lives.
在哥林多前书十三章里头谈到彼得谈这个耶保罗谈到这个爱。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, Paul talks about this love.
你如果把那个爱那一个字改成你的名字。
If we change the word love into our own name.
这个爱是很久的忍耐。
That love is a patient.
那你把那个爱改成你的名字。
And to instead change the word love into our name.
比如说John 是很久能忍耐的。
Or we can say John is a patient.
这个爱是不常常发怒的。
Or love does not irritable or resentful.
那就是你如果名字是玛丽玛丽是不常常生气的。
Or if your name is, for example, if your name is Mary, you can change it to say, Mary is not angry or irritable.
我们用这样看，我们是不是真的把我们的名字，把那个爱改成我们的名字
？And we can, if we change the word love into our own name.
我们这样练下去，会不会觉得说很不好意思？
When we read this passage, will we feel ashamed?
通常我们可能念到一半了，我们就念不下去了。
Perhaps we can read half of it, and we can no longer read it anymore.
我们觉得说我们并不是这样子。
Because we know that we are not like this.
所以我们真的还有很多的空间让我们去成长。
And we can see that there is still a lot of room for us to grow.
那我们怎么来使自己灵性成长呢？
So how do we, what else should we do for us to grow spiritually?
我们应该去学习那个我们应当知道的。
We should learn from the things we know that we need to do.
圣经的这些神的教训，这是我们应该去学习的。
The teachings in the Bible, these are all teachings that we should learn.
我们如果没有这些属灵的知识，
And because if we do not have the spiritual wisdom,
我们在灵性上可能会是很幼稚。
Spiritually will be very immature.
我们在生活当中可能会仍然充满很多的错误。
That in our lives we might make many mistakes.
我们在生活当中可能还有很多的对神的不顺服。
In our lives there are probably many things that are still very disobedient.
那我们就还是生活在很多的 黑暗里头。
In the same way, we are still living in darkness.
哦，所以我们要去学习，我们应该学习的。
So let's learn from the things that we should learn about.
哦，这就是为什么我们啊，这个常常参加聚会，甚至还要有这个特别的聚会。
This is why we often come to service and we have these special seminars.
那第二个，我们要努力的去让自己成为我们应该有的样式。
And the second thing we should pursue after is to become the person that we need to be.
哦，我们不但有成熟的知识，我们还要追求有这个成熟的这种品格。
Not only do we need this mature wisdom or knowledge that we talked about, but we also need a mature character.
哦，所以保罗说，我们要将我们的身体来献上。
That's why Paul says that we have to offer our own bodies.
哦，就是用我们这个身体来表明神是那么的好。
That we use our bodies as a testimony that this is how good God is.
哦，因为我们活出了我们应该有的样式。
Because we are able to live out the character or image that God wants us to have.
哦，所以我们要要求自己，要训练自己。
That's why we have to push ourselves to and encourage ourselves.
哦，但这也是我们一辈子的事情。
This is also something that will take a lifetime.
啊，因为这属灵的生命啊，这是啊，是这个啊，极其重要、极其伟大的。
Because a spiritual life is something that is incredibly great and big.
哦，这个跟我们这个肉体的生命是不一样的。
Is completely different from our fleshly body.
哦，这个肉体的生命啊，它只是会渐渐的衰残衰败。
That our fleshly body will again and again be defeated and is weak.
哦，这个年纪很老迈了，你再吃多么有营养、多么好的东西啊，啊，事实上那帮助已经很少。
Because even though if we are advanced in age, no matter how much vitamins we infuse into our body, it is not of much use.
啊，因为这个肉体它是有一个限度。
Because our body has a limit.
啊，但是这属灵的生命啊，它是可以不断的成长。
But rather our spiritual body, it is something that continues to grow.
就像保罗所说的，一天比一天还新。
That just like Paul said, that every day is new.
哦，所以我们要不断的，这是一个一辈子要追求的事情。
And this is something that we consistently and constantly pursue after.
哦，我们请看哥林多前书第九章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多前书九章二十七节。
First Corinthians chapter 9 verse 27.
我是攻克己身，叫身服我，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。啊，这是保罗对自己的要求。
And this is the what Paul requires of himself.
哦，就是他要不断的努力来成为他应该有的样子。
That he non-stop pushes himself to become the person that God wants him to be.
那为了要让我们成为我们应该有的样式。
And for us to become this person that God wants us to be.
哦，那我们也不要忽略了祷告。
We should not neglect to pray. 哦，
神所要的是我们的心。
Because what God wants is our hearts.
哦，当然我们所表现出来的这个也很重要。
But of course, our actions and our deeds are all very important.
哦，但是神更重要的，神要的是我们的心。
But what is more important is our heart.
哦，我们的心是真的要归向神的。
Because our hearts is something that we give to God.
哦，我们可以做很多，外在上我们可以做很多事情。
And superficially, we can do many things.
哦，但是我们的心啊，不一定是归向神。
But our heart doesn't necessarily mean our hearts are given or turned to God.
哦，一个心没有归向神的人，那不是真正的灵性的成长。
And if our hearts are not given to God, it means that we are not truly growing spiritually.
那这个跟我们的祷告生活很有关系。
And this is very important in our spiritual, in our prayer life.
哦，这就是为什么我们强调着做圣工也不要忽略的祷告。
That's why we say that when we do holy work, we can never neglect to pray.
哦，对我们所喜欢做的事情啊，我们会很努力的去做，也把它做得很好。
And even though the things that we like to do, we'll automatically do them to the best of our ability.
哦，但是因为我很喜欢做，那不一定是因为我跟神是很亲近的。
But just because we do something that interests us doesn't mean that we are close to God.
哦，这就是为什么有时候少数，哦，偶尔会有人，他很热心的在教会做很多事情，但是他很少祷告。
And that's why and very rarely do we see someone who is eagerly working doing a lot of work in church but does not pray very often.
我们请参考箴言二十三章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 23. Proverbs 23, chapter 23, verse 26.
二十六节，我儿将你的心归我，你的眼目也要喜悦我的道路。前面。
Proverbs chapter 23 verse 26. My child, give me your heart and let your eyes observe my ways.
哦，所以我们追求灵性的长进啊，我们一直要提醒着，不要忽略了我们的。我们的这个内心。
So in our spiritual growth, we have to remind ourselves not to neglect our heart.
啊，是的，很多的时候灵性的长进，就是它是自然的表现在我们的言语行为上。
And oftentimes we can see spiritual growth in our actions and speech.
啊，但是不能够因为这些外在，我们就忽略了那个内心。
But because we see these outer actions.We neglect what is more important, that is our heart.
哦，常常神他不只是看到你做了什么，他也看到你的心到底在哪里。
Because God will not just notice what you have done, but rather He will notice what is in our heart and what is our motivation.
那我们再来所要追求的啊，就是追求那个啊侍奉的恩赐。
And what is another thing that we should pursue after is a more complete gifts.
哦，就是学习做应该做的事情。
And as to learn how to do the things that we should do.
哦，这个就是灵性的成长。
And this is what it means to grow spiritually.
啊，这是我们要啊自己帮助自己的。
And this is how we can help ourselves.
哦，所以我们啊。如果有缺少恩赐的，我们求神赐给我们恩赐。
And if we are lacking in gifts, we ask God to help us and give us more.
哦，那我们也常常努力的去帮助我们周遭的人。
And that if we use these to help the people around us,
成长会让人觉得很满足的。
That our own spiritual growth can often satisfy others.
那我们。是不是哦？我们是不是常常能够体验到这种成长的满足
？Can we also feel the same? Do we also feel the same satisfaction in our own spiritual growth?
哦，尤其是从神灵性的成长，从神来的这种啊、哦、真正的满足。
And the spiritual growth, especially the spiritual growth that comes from God, the satisfaction is also coming from God.
啊、哦，所以我们。啊，常常仰望神的帮助。
Oftentimes we set our eyes upon God's help.
啊，我们也知道灵性要成长，我们自己也要尽本分。
That we know that we should constantly grow, and that even though we set our eyes on God, we should also do our part to constantly grow.
哦，鸟要飞起来要有两个翅膀。
For a bird to fly, it needs two wings.
哦，飞机能够飞在天上，也是两个翅膀。
For a plane to fly, it also needs two wings.
啊，所以我们早上呢就谈到这三个重点。
So this morning we talked about these three points.
啊，我们灵性要成长，我们要有一个很重要的开始，就是真正的重生。
And for us to begin to spiritually grow, we need a foundation and a beginning, and that is our rebirth.
哦，那神要帮助我们。
And this is a part where God will help us.
好，那我们每一个个人，我们要自己来帮助自己，在灵性上来成长。
And every one of us needs to also help ourselves so that we can spiritually grow.
哦，所以灵性的成长，它是一个过程。
So our spiritual growth is a journey or a process.
好，我们甚至说这是一辈子的一个过程。
Oftentimes we say that this is a lifelong journey.
啊，只要我们活着一天，我们就一天的，啊，活着一天，我们就需要追求。灵性的长进。
That as long as we are living for one day, we have to use that day to grow spiritually.
哦，所以它是需要灵性的成长，它是需要时间的。
So spiritual growth requires time.
哦，就好像小孩子的成长，它是需要时间的。
Just like how a child grows, it requires time.
哦，不然的话，我们会因为进步，好像进步很少，我们觉得灰心。
Otherwise, when we notice we improve very slowly.We may be discouraged.
哦，那我们也要清楚的知道，在灵性的长进，我们有我们应该负的责任。
And we also need to know that when we grow spiritually, we also have our own responsibilities.
哦，那在我们的责任上面，我们努力来追求。
And in our responsibilities, we have to pursue after them diligently.
哦，我们一定能够享有那成长的喜悦。
And we first must have a desire to want to grow.
那撒旦最不喜欢我们在灵性上有成长。
And of course, Satan is most displeased with our spiritual growth.
哦，所以我们要常常去留意着撒旦的许多很细腻的那种破坏。
So that's why we have to constantly be alert of those of Satan's traps.
哦，所以常常反省一下，我是在为自己活呢，还是为主耶稣活
？So we can.Remind ourselves or think about or reflect, am I living for myself or living for God?
哦，我是在为这个世界活呢，还是我在为主耶稣活？
Am I living for this world or am I living for Lord Jesus?
哦，啊，有时候我们会自己觉得说我是一个好基督徒。
Oftentimes we might think of ourselves as a good Christian.
哦，但是问题是主耶稣怎么看我？
But the question is, how does God think of us?
啊，主耶稣会不会到那一天，他说我不认识你
？Well, God say on that day, I never knew you.
啊，那就非常的悲哀可惜了。
And this is something that would be incredibly sad and regretful.
啊，所以我们每一个人在我们生活当中，一定还有一些的软弱跟缺点。
So in our lives, all of us has weaknesses and wrongdoings.
啊，所以我们要有时候要静下心来，好好的想一下。
So let us calm our hearts down and think about and reflect.
我想很容易的，我们至少可以列出十点。
I believe very easily we can probably write down 10 points.
啊，这十点就做我们的目标。
And let these 10 points be our goal.
啊，我们给自己十个礼拜的时间，给自己十周的时间。
And let us use 10 weeks.
我们来在这十个项目上面来努力，来求改进，来进步。
Use these 10 weeks to improve ourselves and to change ourselves.
哦，两个半月之后，再评估一下。
And after 2.5 months, we take another look at the list.
啊，有一些可能有一点点进步。
Perhaps some of the items we improve a little.
有一些可能还没有什么进步。
And probably some other items that we have not improved at all.
没有关系，再给自己十个礼拜。
It's okay, but we give ourselves another 10 weeks.
哦，可能这个十个礼拜会不断的我们给自己。
And perhaps we will constantly give ourselves 10 weeks after 10 weeks.
哦，我们对自己可能还不是很满意。
But still we are unsatisfied with our progress.
哦，但是周遭的人啊，他们一定可以看出来说我们在进步，
and even,
我们在成长。
And even though we may be unsatisfied with our progress, but I believe the people around us can see us change.
哦，所以问题是在于我们是不是真的有去追求。
So the question is whether or not we are pursuing after this right now.
哦，因为主耶稣是愿意我们不断的成长的。
Because Lord Jesus desires for us to continually to grow spiritually.
哦，所以这个不是一个理想，这个会是事实。
But this is not just a dream or unattainable goal, but this will become a reality.
我们一起默祷。
Let us bow our heads and pray silently.